CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
Check it out.
Turn it on, turn it up. You're my radio.
Just after 7 for a Tuesday morning here at CFM. If you've ever hit a bit big at a garage sale, I'd love to hear from you. 13, 12, 16. Are you a garage sailing kind of person? My parents were. My parents were right into it.
They were junkers.
They just loved it.
That's what they call it.
Is it junkers?
Yeah.
They just love looking for random stuff at garage sales. I was dragged along as a kid. I hated it.
Were you? I love that show, American Pickers.
Do they go to garage sales, do they?
Well, they actually go to people's places and find the stuff.
Right.
Not at garage sales, but they go to like a place that, you know.
So it's like Antiques Roadshow, but at your house.
Oh, it's a really good show.
Okay. I saw a vintage fair on the Central Coast, I think around Terrigal over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I love when they say vintage and it's just old stuff.
Hipster.
It's just old.
It's junk.
It's old junk, but I've been swept up in it. There's an entrepreneur I'm going to tell you about next who you may have heard of, and he thinks that one of the easiest ways to make money is to hit up garage sales, buy things on the cheap, resell it, and he thinks you can make up to $1,000 a week.
Oh, come on.
I've been swept up into it. I'll play the audio next.
Of course you have, because you're on board anything you can make a quick buck on.
13, 12, 16, if you've ever struck lucky at a garage sale.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
If there's one guy you should follow on social media in 2017, Bree, I'm going to give you a name.
Dan Bilzerian.
No, he was 2015.
Lots of babes.
Yeah, that's lots of babes with Dan Bilzerian. Gary Vaynerchuk. Have you heard of Gary V?
Never.
Never heard of him?
What's his last name?
Vaynerchuk.
That's a cool last name.
He has a media company in the States called VaynerMedia. Huge. Okay. Huge.
And what does he do?
He's an entrepreneur. He's a rich guy, but he's a bit of a...
What does that mean when people say, I'm an entrepreneur?
No, but he's a legit one. He's got the money behind him to back him up. He's not someone trying to start something. People would know, he's got over a million followers, so people would know who he is, but he's very motivational. He's great for motivational videos.
All entrepreneurs are.
And just, well, don't be skeptical. You follow him for a bit and let me know what you think.
Okay, well, I'll give it a go.
He's good for, like, you know, getting people going, you know, getting work started and getting ahead in life and all that sort of stuff. And no BS with him either.
You love this kind of gear.
Yeah, I do. And one of his original videos was how to make money, you know, sort of without having to do too much. And he reckons you should.
Typical entrepreneur. Yeah,
which I'm all about it. And it was to hit up garage sales, okay? So you hit up garage sales on a Saturday, you buy some stuff, you whack it on eBay, and you make money. I'll let him tell it. Have a listen.
I think garage sailing is the big ROI play. The garage sale eBay conversion has some of the biggest margins in the world. I truly believe that that every person can make $1,000 a week by waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning, garage sailing on a Saturday for 4 hours, and then posting the stuff they find on eBay. Who wants $1,000 every weekend?
This is a very practical session already. I love it.
I like practicality.
So I want $1,000, Bree.
Who wants some old sneakers and a weird dress from the 60s?
Well, apparently people want them on eBay.
So I don't know.
There was a garage sale.
You went and did this, did you? Of course you did.
There was a garage sale on a Sunday. We were sitting at home and I saw it on, I think it was Coastie's Bag of Bargain or something.
Gandhi's Brain. If Gary Vaynerchuk says.
Vaynerchuk.
Whatever.
Gary V.
Doesn't matter, does it?
Anyway, so we went down to the garage sale, spent $100 on stuff.
Well, you're already $100 down, so now you need to make $1,100 to break even the $1,000 he says you can make.
I've had something up on eBay for 10 days.
Yes.
No bites.
What is it?
It's a black and white vintage photo of Sydney Harbour Bridge from 1992. I bought it for
$3. 1992?
That's vintage. I bought it for $3. I've posted it for 10 on eBay. I've had 4 views in 10 days and no one's bidding on it. Have a look at the photo. Maybe. I'll pass it to you. Oh, we are $100 down.
It's not a bad photo.
We are $100 down.
What you're saying, start the bidding at $10.
I'm aiming high.
Oh, wow. Have you posted anything else?
Well, not yet, because the other stuff we bought, we bought some kids' stuff, because he does say in the video that kids' stuff goes really well on eBay.
Toys.
So, toys, and we bought some stuff in its original box, so we bought a lot of that stuff. And the other thing we bought, which I'm really interested in,
Oh, Bree, look how excited you are. This is like the time you bought in those vases that your grandma gave to you, and you're like, I'm on tour winner, I should take it to Porn Stars or somewhere, and I think it's going to make big money. And had a sticker on the bottom of the vase that said, made in Taiwan.
It wasn't a sticker. It was a little text that I didn't see that said $4.99.
It was the ugliest vase I've ever seen in my life.
Doesn't matter. Don't worry about that. That's the past. Look at this clock that I bought for $65. Vintage. D'Adam Saunders.
You bought some that bad of items, and how much is that going for?
I don't know. I looked it up. About $260 at resellers. So do you reckon we can look into that clock, Bree, and see if it's going to be worth 260? Because there's $100 right there, or 200 even. Work that out.
I think you've just bought a bunch of junk. And it's an ugly clock.
It's vintage.
I don't care. It's still ugly. Did you see this story on the internet? This is going to... I shouldn't even tell you because it's going to get you so excited.
What?
The $3 bowl found at a garage sale that turned out to be a 1,000-year-old treasure.
See?
Worth $2.2 million.
Oh, that's this clock.
Your clock's worth nothing.
Hey, if anyone wants to buy some junk, 13, 12, 16.
$2. The clock, I'll take $2. Who wants it?
Go on once. Go on twice.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
I love on Australia Day, you can just be real Australia.
Yeah, of course.
Like, that's the day to get into it.
Australia Day comes at such a great time. We just had Christmas, we've had New Year's, we've had holidays, and then bang, long weekend.
It's the best.
After going back to work.
It's a good time.
It is a great time.
We're thinking about the other day that our accents here in Australia, some people's are stronger than others. I have a stronger one than you most of the time.
You're country Queensland.
I'm from country Queensland, so it comes out most of the time.
You're a woman of the land.
What? I'm going to take over the family farm one day.
Well, you probably will.
Yeah. But we were thinking some of the big hits in 2016 and 2017 just wouldn't sound the same if they were sung with an Aussie accent.
A lot that come out of the States. And you just think, you know, I wonder if an Aussie did that, would it be as successful?
Would the hit go as big?
And so, I mean...
We have now created that for you. And you...
Well, we get an idea, don't we, as to how that would sound if it was done by an Aussie.
So. I know, right? You can be the judge here if these hits would have been as big.
Massive song, Hayley Steinfeld, with Starving.
Aussie Fine.
Aussie Fine. Get a listen.
I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted ya. Don't need no butterflies when you give me the whole damn zoo. By the way, you do things to my body. I didn't
Doesn't have the same ring to it.
It doesn't have the same sort of cuteness about it, does it? You know, it's not the same sort of niceness.
Are you saying that I'm not as cute as Hayley Steinfeld?
A bit harsh, but what about Bruno Mars?
Oh, 24 Karat Magic.
This is a huge song.
Massive hit, Aussie-fied.
Oh, I'm a dangerous man with some money in me pocket. Keep up. So many pre-sheilas around me and they waking up me rocket. Keep up. Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jocking. Keep up. Players only. Come on. Put your pinky fingers to the moon. Sheilas, what you're trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air. Head to toe, so player. Oh, look out.
You think it would have been a worldwide smash, Bree?
That is the most monotone sounding Bruno Mars I've ever heard.
Should we go one more Aussified?
Do you want another one?
Do you want another one?
Oh, yeah, go for it. Why not?
Fifth Harmony.
Fifth Harmony's work from home. Aussified.
Here we go with
the
Aussie accent.
It's big.
Oh, no.
I'm worried about nothing. I worry about nada. I'm sitting pretty impatient, but you know I gotta. Poured in them hours, I'ma make it hotter. I'm sending pic after picture, I'ma get you fired. I know you're always on the night shift, But I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation. Cause baby, you're the boss at home.
Work it, Chaz.
You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. But you gotta put in work, 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 work. Chuck a sickie, mate. Don't go to work, 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 work. Just get on the dole, 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 dole. You know what I'm saying?
Aussie fired.
Oh, oh. I feel like they would take off here in our country.
They say sex sells, but not in that case.
Oh. That made my ears bled.
Happy Australia Day.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Nikki Webster's here with us as well.
Nikki
this morning.
Webster. It's so good to be here.
It's great to have you back for 2017.
Yeah.
And hey, that photo we gave you for Christmas, the signed photo of us all from, was it the Olympics, remember, last year?
When Nikki sang the national anthem for us.
That's right.
Where did you put it up in your house?
It's in my, well, I've got like a room of different photos of people that I've met over the years. So you're
probably
you're
famous
there.
People like Michael Jackson.
I've got
Kylie Minogue
there. And, yeah, I've got Michael's photo there. So yes, you're there.
and
I like the colour of the frame. I mean, the picture in an usher, but the frame goes with the house.
Nice.
So it goes Michael Jackson,
Kylie Minogue.
Brian Gaundy.
You
I'm
got
happy.
It.
I'm happy with that.
You're happy?
Okay. I don't mind that. Hey, you got a couple of major events coming up, which is why I wanted to get you on, because kids do love this stuff on the coast. So you've got an open day happening. Dance at Nikki Webster this weekend.
This Sunday at 310 The Entrance Road, Erina. It's our big open day. Free dance classes all day. Singing with me. Come and trial all the classes. So it's for kids that have never danced before if they want to come and see if they like it. And it's also for kids that have danced and want to see what kind of level they're at.
That's
so to come and try it.
I need to ask about anti-gravity yoga.
Yes. You would love that. You
what
should come
it?
And do a class because we do adults as well. So it's in a big hammock, big silk hammock, and you do lots of inversions and tricks, really good for your core. So lots of yoga poses and actions, but in a big hammock. So you're actually suspended from the ceiling.
Is there beer?
Well, after we could go to the Six Strings Brewery, I'm sure.
I did beer yoga recently.
What?
That's
which
a
is
chief.
This, yeah. But yeah. This sounds like actually.
It is. It's really good. And it's great for kids for flexibility and strength and great for adults as well.
I might take you up on that. I might come down.
Come and do a class.
If you've never done yoga before, how hard is it?
It's okay because there's different progressions. So as long as you start early in the year, you'll be fine.
Because me and flexibility.
Salute the sun. You know?
I'm not bending.
I do like the sound of a silk hammock, though. I mean, that sounds delightful.
And the best part is right at the end when they turn the lights off and you get to hang in the cocoon in the hammock and just relax and breathe.
Sounds so Byron.
Yeah, it's perfect.
You wouldn't get us out of there, Nikki. So that's this Sunday if people want to go along to that, which is great, open day. And then you got the dance-a-thon happening in Feb.
Yes. So on the 5th of February, Erin Affair, we're doing a huge six-hour dance-a-thon for the Cancer Council. So we're raising money.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we're going to have dance classes all day. Everybody can come. You can come and join whenever you want. Join into a dance class, and it's all about raising money for an incredible cause.
So you got DJ Jazzy doing some stuff. You got the whole works.
Yeah. DJ Jazzy is also looking for stars at the open day and the dance-a-thon to star in her brand-new video clip. So there's also work opportunities for the kids as well.
That's some great opportunities.
To further their careers and to become an international star with her international video clips.
That's great. Some great local works. That's Sunday, 5th of Feb, which isn't too far away.
It isn't. No. I know. It's talk about kicking off the year.
It's coming up
very exciting.
Soon.
Busy times.
To get back into the dancing classes and the dancing world. I can't wait.
One thing people want this Friday is the day off, Nikki. And next on the show, if anyone 13, 12, 16, if you want Nikki Webster to ask your boss for the day off.
Because you can't say no to Nikki Webster.
Well, that's what you guys say. Many people might.
Well, we're going to find out pretty
soon.
Yeah,
we are.
Do you think you can talk your way around it?
I don't know. It depends what kind of industry they're in, I reckon.
Oh, okay.
What if they're like a real, you know, high profile
We've had someone call through.
Okay.
I think it might be the trade field, right? It might be a tradie.
A tradie.
So you're going to be speaking to a boss on a work site.
Now, I'm not putting myself in for their job, am I, for the day? I'm not replacing them for the day,
That's
am
a great
I?
Idea.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I can see Nikki Webster being a brickie. Yeah. I like that.
That's great video for online. We'll film that. We'll get it up on the C website. We're going to call that boss next, but if you've got one you'd like us to call, feel free to get in touch with us, 13 12 16.
Nikki Webster, we'll get you the day off.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Australia Day.
It's on Thursday, which means Friday's kind of a nothing day. Some people have the day off, some people don't.
Exactly.
We want everyone to have the day off.
Of course.
And we want to help people out right now.
It is hard to ask your boss for that day off, though. So we did say give us a call, 13 12 16, if you would like the day off. And Will has done that this morning. Morning, Will.
Morning, Will.
How are we? Morning.
Good, very mate. Well. Thanks for calling
the
show.
What kind of work do you do, Will?
We're landscapers.
Okay, oh, you great. Need the day off from that, Will. Yeah.
And so you're locked into work on Friday, are you?
Oh, yeah, we're always working.
Always working. All right. So you've given us your boss's number, and we've tracked your boss down. His name's John. Morning, John.
Morning, Big John.
G'day, how are we going?
Good,
very
mate.
Well.
Is this a bit of a shock to you?
It is. I don't know what's happening, but
that's all right.
I'll go with it.
All right, we've got a special guest here who's going to try and negotiate the day off for Will on Friday.
Will isn't going to ask. Will's not going to ask for the day off, John. But the person who will be asking for the day off for Will, who's going to negotiate this morning, is Nikki Webster.
Australian legend Nikki Webster.
Oh, really? That's going to be tough on me now.
I know, you can't.
You can't say no to strawberry kisses, Nikki Webster, Olympic Games icon.
You know, hanging from the ceiling.
See, I don't even have to do anything. He's all good already. I love John.
How can you talk Will out of this, Nikki Webster, to get him the day off on Friday?
Well, I just think, like, come on, John. You know, everyone's going to be so unproductive on Australia Day. We've got to get in the Aussie spirit. Will's worked so hard for you, and he's going to have a fantastic Australia Day. Give all your employees, not even just Will, give them all the day off, yeah! I reckon. Get in that Aussie spirit. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oi, 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 I reckon.
How can you say no to an Aussie icon?
Well, I was actually, Will doesn't know, but I was actually thinking of doing a few hours on Thursday, Australia Day.
Oh, no way. That's very un-Australian. Very un-Australian. Will it charge you too much money for that?
Just a little bit of concreting on a Thursday on Australia Day, you reckon?
I think you'll be by yourself doing that, John.
All right, ask the big question, Nikki. Straight to John.
Straight to the point.
Ask the question. Here we go.
Okay. John, can Will please, 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 with a strawberry kiss on top, have Australia Day off? Oh, no, Friday off too.
Yeah. I don't know. You haven't really talked me around yet. I've got a bit of Italian in my blood, so we kind of work pretty hard.
Mm. Bree, you'd know about that.
I do understand that, John. My dad's Italian.
Does
and
he need to sweeten the deal, maybe, with a dessert that he brings on Saturday?
What
to
about
work
some
or
tiramisu, John?
Yeah.
That sounds all right.
That sounds good. Say we're working.
What's it going to take, John? We've got Nikki Webster here just for this to get Will the day off.
I don't know. I think it'd have to be a couple of signed posters for the boys. From
yeah,
Nikki.
I can organise that.
Okay.
Easy.
Yes, we can do that.
I can do that.
That's easy.
And maybe, I don't know, maybe a trifle or something like that.
Well, that might be Will's. Will will have to work that one out for you, but I can do the
Will?
Posters.
Can you do that side of it, Will?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll cook that up, make it easy.
Cook it up, make it easy.
That's all it takes here, Gaundy. Bit of Nikki Webster, a trifle.
That's it.
And some signposters.
All we need easy. Now is for John to say Will has the day off on
Can
Friday.
He have the day off on Friday.
With that
John.
Deal.
Well, I think if we throw all that together and the fact that Will's probably the hardest worker I've ever had, I think it's a goer.
Aussie boss ever.
We have done it.
What a legend.
John, yay. The Aussie legend, has given Will the day off.
Best boss.
Thanks, John.
On the Central Coast.
Hello,
everyone has to live up to their end of the deal. We need signposters. We need tiramisu from Will.
Yep.
And everyone's got the day off.
Let's keep Love Nikki it. Around and ask if we can have Monday off from our
yes.
boss.
Oh, you'll definitely say no.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
With the big announcement at the end of last year that we became a part of the Hit Network, we got new photos done, new headshots, and they're talking about putting up some billboards around the coast.
Yep.
It's going to be one at our Terrigal Basketball Centre of you and I.
Okay, cool.
And, didn't you know that?
Yeah, no, I did know that, but I knew that.
Anyway.
I was just trying to play it cool.
Got recognised last night.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I am famous.
What happened? Is this a
bit of a late night run to McDonald's? I've been doing that a few nights.
How late?
The last couple of weeks.
How late at night?
It was 7:30.
That's not that late.
7:30. Yeah, but for us.
Okay.
I was in my pyjamas.
McDonald's Erina is your McDonald's of choice?
That's my McDonald's of choice. I've probably been there probably four times in the last 2 weeks. I don't know why. I'm just been craving some
That's
McDonald's.
All right. Girls got to eat.
Yeah, rocked up there. Drive through. Ordered my sundae with extra fudge like I usually get. Pulled up to the last window to collect my sundae. And the girl goes, I know you. And I was like, oh, here we go. She knows me from the radio.
Oh,
hey, guys, it's Extra Fudge Girl. She's at the window. Get the fudge ready.
You've copped a name for yourself. Extra Fudge Girl.
That's
Extra Fudge.
That's who I got recognised as last night at McDonald's Erina.
So it's your fourth time straight in a week getting the sundae with extra fudge.
I'm craving it lately.
You pregnant? Isn't that a pregnant craving?
I just had a wild holiday, so.
It's all a bit of a blur. Could be a thing.
That's who I got recognised as.
There you go.
That's where I'm at my life.
Yes.
That's where I'm at.
You're that
extra
girl.
Extra fudge girl. And extra, you know what?
And did they come over to the window and want to, you know, get a...
a photo and they
get
wanted
get a look
to,
at extra fudge girl?
Yeah, they wanted to take a selfie and a Snapchat.
So did they actually come around and see, is it that... You can't say... If you work at McDonald's, you can't put people... You can't say that, can you?
Well, she kind of said it as in the way, because I've complained a couple of times.
Complained about what? Not enough fudge?
Yes. Oh, so I think she was kind of saying it as in... don't skimp on the fudge because this girl will be coming inside because that's me. I'm that person. Oh. So big shout out to everyone at McDonald's in Erina. I'll see you tonight.
Lock in a time. Lock in that fudge.
I'll be there.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
News out of Brisbane with the...
this is crazy.
It is. Bliss and Esso. I've rounded up some music of Bliss and Esso's just so you might be across who they are. Sydney guys, this is their song.
When I wake in the morning, I smile to myself like I'm thanking God. Damn, no more folks like Jonathan. When are you going to grow up and get a job? Because I made that job. No, Steve, that job kept me hungry and foolish. It's the coolest. I'm going to dive in like Kendrick and drink some rum in the pool, bitch. Why don't you write? Why don't you
do? So that was back in 2013, and they've just released some new music this year, right?
Yeah, so that's their biggest song, and their brand new song, which we are playing, is called Friends Like You, and they were filming the video for it yesterday in the Brisbane CBD, around about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and I saw on Twitter yesterday the news that a stuntman had been shot in the chest filming the video.
A guy by the name of Johan Offner, they said, died after being shot in the chest while Australian hip-hop group Bliss and Esso filmed a music video.
Now, they weren't there. I've read a statement from Bliss and Esso that said they weren't there, but it was a Brooklyn Standard in the CBD in Brisbane. I mean, it raises a lot of questions.
The first question that I instantly thought was... okay, there's guns on set, but why would there be bullets?
Loaded guns.
Why would there be any loaded guns ever?
No idea.
On a music video set?
No idea. I mean, I know he was a stuntman, but I mean...
usually it's props, isn't it?
Oh, well, that's what I would have thought. 100%, even if it is a real gun, not to be loaded.
Yeah.
I can't understand why the gun would be loaded. That would be the first question, but, I mean, the family... I mean, I know you're a stuntman, but you're going to work. You know what I mean? So that's your job. So
like,
that,
you wouldn't ever really think... that kind of stuff happens.
That surely opens it up for them to sue. That would be my first, well, not my first question as family, but I'd be thinking this is...
well, I mean, guess this is, they'll be looking into the workplace health and safety regulations for it, won't they?
Bliss and Esso have released a statement. I'll just read some of this from the guys. It says, hey guys, we are incredibly saddened by the tragic incident that has occurred today where a professional stuntman involved in filming our latest music clip has passed away this afternoon in Brisbane. We were not on set at the time and our management team are currently working with police and the production company filming the video to get more details. The three of us are extremely upset and shaken up by this, and our hearts and prayers go out to the victim's family and friends, as well as the cast and crew who are involved in the clip
today.
He was
only 28.
28?
He was 28 years old.
I see his girlfriend's posted on social media as well.
Yeah, I did see that too.
Saying,
she can't believe that this has happened.
Yeah, she'll be lost without him. So imagine that. Your partner goes to work to shoot a music video clip and doesn't come home that day.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I mean, accidents do happen and that's the way it'll be viewed. I mean, I can't
see how it'd be. It just doesn't seem... like, I just don't understand how there could be loaded guns on set.
Yeah. I mean, and will they release the music video still? How could you go ahead and release the music video off the back of that?
There'll be all kinds of questions that will be asked and I imagine that it won't be. That's what my feeling is.
So either no music video from Bliss and Esso for their
latest. That won't be released and they'll film a completely different one. Or
okay. pay tribute.
Yeah, maybe. Like a maybe a tribute video.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We've got an angry producer.
We do.
In the studio. Oh, hear that angry keyboard. Listen.
Oh, she's tapping hard.
Listen. No, go. Keep angry writing. Keyboard.
Right angrily.
It's like this. It's like.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that is.
You can tell that's angry.
That is an angry.
You
message.
Know, like you can tell when someone's typing if it's like, you know, cute or angry or.
We need to fill people in with what's happening.
Fuming.
We need to. Oh, isn't she mad? I've never seen anyone so mad at Pat McGroin.
So, I have.
Have you? Yeah. So, okay. So we keep it real on this show. We've been trying to get Pat McGroin on live from the UK. We got in touch with a guy called Pat McGroin because it's your fake name that you gave to Domino's in year 8.
I used to use it.
Yeah, when you called Domino's.
Because I thought it was hilarious back in the day. Now I see it's not funny.
And do you
not
think
as funny.
Do you think we hurt Pat McGroin's feelings when we contacted him and said we'd love to chat to you because your name's been used as a fake name?
Is that what you said to him, Rach?
No.
What did you say to him in the Facebook message?
I basically just said, because he said, can you tell me more? Why do you want me on? I said, long story short, you guys happened to mention your name on air and we had a conversation about his name.
I love the roundabouts way that Rach has to go about contacting these people.
And we were trying to actually see if there was actually anyone with that name.
In the world.
And he just goes, ha-ha. Pat McGroin about that's what you were chatting about. And I said, yes. And then we chatted about trying to get him on. He gave me his phone number.
And we've just called that phone number a couple of times. And
I got sworn at twice.
Oh, Pat McGroin.
He's gone on a rampage. Pat McGroin told us to get
stuffed.
Yeah, with an F word.
An F word.
Okay, so now what do we do? Just write an angry. What are you writing angrily to Pat McGroin?
I just wrote back. Thank you for wasting my time. All you had to say was no, dot, 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 goodbye.
Have a crack at him.
No.
Say, I guess I can't feel too bad. Your name is Pat McGroin. I'm like that. I'm childish. I'd have a low blow.
And then, right, you know who wouldn't do this?
Who?
Phil McGroin.
Exactly.
Phil would never do that.
Phil is the type of person... He says what he means and he does what he says.
If Phil McGroin says he's going to come on, Phil comes on.
That's what's great about Phil.
Isn't Phil great?
Phil McGroin on?
I have tried. Oh. We are trying to get Phil McGroin on.
All right, we'll keep you up to date with all the McGroins.
The McGroin family. Let's do the McGroin family tree.
Anyone we're patting and filling, we will try and get them on. So we'll do our best. Oh, it's a shame. I was really looking forward to this. I really was.
Judging by his tone on the phone that I heard, I'm kind of glad he didn't come on.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Could have been very awkward.
I might write an angry letter myself to Pat.
I'm going
to
write an angry post-it note.
Send it
you
off.
You know I mean business.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Hey, the premiere yesterday, did you see? We have a brand new premiere in New South Wales.
I know. Mike Baird's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
And Gladys is in.
Yeah, big old Gladys. How good's that, eh? I love it.
Her last name, but I'm scared.
It's a tricky one.
Can you say it, Producer Rach?
Gladys Berejiklian.
Berejiklian.
See, it's easy.
It's
easy to say. Berejiklian. Gladys.
After Rach said it.
Not at all.
Gladys Berejiklian.
She was Transport Minister for a long time, and from what I saw watching TV last night, she's done some great work. She's done some really good work.
Yeah, she's been in the game for a while, hasn't she?
Yeah, it was interesting to see a question she was asked. One of the first questions in her press conference was about having...
So this was her first official press conference as the Premier of New South Wales.
And asked about having no kids and no husband. Is that right? No kids, no husband?
Why does that have anything to do with becoming the Premier?
Well, this was her response to that question.
If you'd asked me 20 years ago, would my life look like this? It probably would not be how it looks like. But I'm so grateful for the opportunities I've had. I've never let an opportunity go by. And I also want to say again, not because I have to, but because I want to, the closest people in my life are my family. And I'm not going to judge anybody on their personal circumstances. I'm here to govern for everybody, and I hope that people judge me on my merits and what I can do.
Answered it well, I thought.
She did answer it well.
Answered it well.
And with, like, a good vibe about it as well. Like, she didn't take offence or, you know.
We were wondering, though, 13, 12, 16, have you chosen not to have kids? Because my auntie, she's 42, and I was chatting with her recently, and she said, I just don't think I'm going to have kids. It's not for me. I'm
just not going
to
do it.
You know, I'm all about going on adventures, and, you know, if I've got a kid to look after, then that's something that not might weigh her down. That's probably not the right word to use, but holds her back a little bit, yeah. I guess. And but I said, are you going to regret it? Are you going to regret it in years to come? And she said, no, I don't think so.
Well, look at Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City. Her and Mr. Big decided to have no kids.
She was miserable, though, wasn't she?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Look, 13, 12, 16, we would like to hear from you this morning. If you've decided to have no kids,
is that always been your decision? Have you just always not wanted to have them? One of my mates told me once, she's like, I'm just...
Not going
to
do it?
Not going to do it, and she never has wanted to. And I was like, nah, that'll change. But she's never changed
her mind. What about 13, 12, 16? Have you done it and regretted it? You know, have you gone beyond the point of having kids and regretted not having kids? Or do you just regret your kids? 13, 12, 16.
Oh, look at the calls come in for that.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.
Interesting yesterday, Gladys Berejiklian, the brand new New South Wales Premier. She's taken over from Mike Baird. And it was interesting to hear in her press conference, and I saw a lot of ladies on Facebook in particular get quite fired up about this, about how she was asked. One of the first questions in the press conference was asked about why she doesn't have kids or a partner.
Why would they be asking that?
I don't know. Why does that matter?
Why does it matter? Yeah, I don't get it.
This was her response to the question.
If you'd asked me 20 years ago, would my life look like this? It probably would not be how it looks like. But I'm so grateful for the opportunities I've had. I've never let an opportunity go by. And I also want to say again, not because I have to, but because I want to, the closest people in my life are my family. And I'm not going to judge anybody on their personal circumstances. I'm here to govern for everybody, and I hope that people judge me on my merits and what I can do.
She's got a good vibe about it.
She does, positive.
She handled that very well.
Cool, calm, collected.
Which I guess you have to if you're going to be the Premier of New South Wales, right?
Interesting to hear that back, though, where she says, if you asked me 20 years ago, this isn't how I would have seen it panning out. So maybe...
It wasn't her plan.
Yeah, maybe it's not her plan to not have kids.
Maybe that's just how it turned out. Maybe her career took over and she woke up and it was too late.
Kids, yay or nay?
Yes, I want kids. Okay, you kids. Of course.
Okay. Just got to find
it. I don't know about...
Yeah.
Delivering the 20-pound watermelon, but,
I don't feel for you.
I'm not going to think about that.
Michelle's in Gorrican, 13, 12, 16, has given us a call this morning. Morning, Michelle.
Morning.
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 So your brother's decided not to have kids.
Yes, for some strange reason, or somehow maybe even smart.
Okay. Interesting to get a male's perspective on
it,
Michelle.
Yeah, that's interesting to hear. How old's your brother?
Oh, he's, 42 now?
Okay.
42. So same age as my auntie, and she's the same. She's talking about not having kids.
Different for...
Gaunsey, maybe they can get together and have a kid together.
Well, you never know.
Hey.
Two people that hate kids having a kid together. That sounds great, Michelle.
Sounds like it'll work out, Michelle.
Different for a guy, though, really, isn't it? Because there's not that ticking clock where, he could get to 50 and change his mind.
He could, yeah, easily.
But there is.
Yeah, this is true, but with the technology today, so can a woman, can't
they? I was about
to
say that too.
Look at Sonia Kruger, but see, she didn't have her own child though.
Right.
She had a surrogate egg and she was pregnant,
right,
but she didn't have her own kid.
So with your brother, does he just particularly doesn't really like kids or what's
his take? He's a big kid himself.
Oh, that's maybe why.
I've got kids and he has a ball playing with them. But I said to him, why don't you want children? He says, I don't want to bring kids in a world like today. And this was about 16 years ago he said that. And I didn't understand it. Now, with the world going crazy, I sort of get it.
He's always had that perspective on it, Michelle.
Yeah, as for as long as I can ever remember.
He knew Donald Trump was coming, your brother, didn't he?
He saw it.
He knew. He saw the writing on the wall.
We're not going to tell him that, though.
My mum actually said to me, she goes, I didn't want to have kids. And I said, but now that you've had us, she said, never wanted them.
I stand by my statement.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.
It's back again, this game. I hate it, so.
That's because you haven't won.
Yep. I thought we ended this game.
Nope, it's going to go all the way through.
When does the Australian Open wrap up? Is it this Sunday? Men's final would be on Sunday, wouldn't it? So
it's back again tomorrow.
Oh, great. Yeah. All right, so names from the Australian Open, because anyone that you chat to, they say, oh, did you watch that game last night with Maria Sharapova?
That chick.
Maria Sharapova was the only one I could think of that's not playing in the Australian Open.
But everyone knows her name.
All right, so we've got a list of names today. Who's going first here? We're playing for people who are on the phone right now, 13, 12, 16, for these Tears to the Drone Festival.
All right, I'll go first this morning.
Oh, of course you will. Of course. It's an education for people too. They learn something here.
Yeah, this is hard.
Go for it.
The first name, I'm going to say it's Simona Halepa.
I'm just going to go Simona Halep.
Okay.
Just flat out Simona Halep.
All right.
Playing in the Australian Open.
Rachel is the chair judge on this.
Whoever gets the closest, who's playing?
Simona Halep.
Oh, yeah.
Bondi.
Yes. This is best of three. So if I get this, Bree, that's it.
All right.
All right.
Your track record's not great.
I know, it's not great. Julia, I'm off to a good start. Oh, Georges? Julia Georges, I'm going with.
I'm going to say Julia Goegis.
Goegis. All right.
I don't
Georges
know.
Julia Goegis.
Oh, that's me!
Get out.
I've got to give it to me. Stop. Get in there.
Really?
Yes. Feels good. Tiebreaker.
Here we go.
My turn.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, no. Okay. Heishi Sue.
Heishi's not bad.
I'm happy.
So you're going
with that.
Sue?
Sue.
I'm going to go Heishi Sue. So you're going the A.
You're going the E.
I'm going the E.
Okay.
Can I finally get a win?
Come on.
Oh, Hui, come on.
Sweet.
She
Sue. Yes, that's me!
Hang on, I don't believe it until I hear it from Rach.
It's Bree.
Oh! Yay! Yay!
Clean sweep.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.